Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Harmon. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Warren Hacker. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ashburn bunts towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harmon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lopata strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Speak strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hemus hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bolger hits a fly ball into right field. Harmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bulger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hacker bunts towards the mound. Rush juggles the ball. That's an error on Rush. Smalley moves to third. Hacker moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauschi is walked intentionally. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neiman drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Smalley. The throw to Rush covering the plate. The slide. Smalley is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is called out on strikes. One out. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lopata is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopata strikes out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Willie Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Hemus moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Phillies. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hacker is 0 for 0 in the game. Hacker hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Harmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Banks. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Harmon. The throw from Niemann and he is out, Banks applying the tag. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tanner moves to third. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tanner tags and scores. 1 out. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Harmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lopata is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopata hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. There goes Lopata. The throw from Niemann to Banks, and Lopata is out. 2 outs. Sally Hemus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hemus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. Speak hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hacker is 0-1 in the game. Hacker takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ashburn is 0-3 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Morin is 0-2 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tanner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bolger is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a fly ball into right field. Harmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harmon is 0-3 in the game. Harmon hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bauschi is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lopata is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lopata hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Bauschi moves to third. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hemus is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hemus is walked intentionally. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jones is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Bolger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walls is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Neiman is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rush is 0-2 in the game. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Marv Blalock pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Marv Blalock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Blalock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blalock for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hacker is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Hacker hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ashburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harmon is 0-for-4 in the game. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speak is 0-for-3 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tanner is walked intentionally. Morin moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bolger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bausch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tanner. Bausch reaches second base with a double. Turk Lown now pitching. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lopata is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lopata bunts towards the mound. Lown fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lown. Bausch scores. Lopata moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Phillies. Rip Rapolsky pinch runs for Stan Lopata. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rapolsky scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Phillies. Granny Hamner pinch hits for Solly Hemus. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamner bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Lynette now catching. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Walls bunts towards first. Bausch fields the ball and throws to Hacker covering. Safe. Bob Will pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Will hits a line drive into right field. Harmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Long pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Turk Farrell now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Bobby Adams pinch runs for Dale Long. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 4 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into right field. Harmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Speak is 0 for 4 in the game. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to third. Adams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Banks hits a line drive into right field. Harmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.